participating payee. That's the key word we're going to come back to. To whom one or more payments in settlement of reportable payment transactions are made, and to the gross amount of the reportable payment transaction with respect to each such what? Participant payee. Well, who is the participant payee? It doesn't say. That's the key word. Who is the participant payee? Well, let's go down further and see who the participant payee is. We go down from 6050W, A, we're at. We're going to go down a little bit further. Here's the next one. Here it is, the next one. He's defined. Definitions under D1. For the purposes of this section, right? This section. Section 6050W we're talking about, right? Only for this section, right? They can do that. For the Internal Revenue Code, here's the general definition, but here we have a unique definition. You can do that. Okay, participant payee. What does that mean? The term participating payee means, in the case of a payment card transaction, any person who accepts a payment card as payment. Huh. Now you're thinking, well, I guess, that's you. No, it's not. I'll show you. You see that say eBay, Amazon, the credit card company that pays you? No. Watch. Okay. So, and then it goes on, in the case of a third-party network transaction, any person who accepts payments from a third-party settlement organization in settlement of such transaction. Is that eBay? Is that Amazon? Who is this person? Look at that, the word person. Right? You think that's pretty obvious, right? Well, let me tell you, it's not obvious. We're going to go back. I'm going to show you the definition of person earlier, okay? You go, for example, folks on my screen, section 7701, definitions, when used in its title, the term person shall be construed to mean and include an individual, trust, estate, partnership, association, company, or corporation. That's a general definition of a person. However, we have a unique definition for this section. Let's go to that. In this section, folks, look at that. Look at that. Here it is, folks. Under other definitions, under D1, for the purpose of this section, go down to C. Look at that. Inclusion of government units. The term person includes any governmental unit and any agency or instrumentality thereof. Wow. Government units, they're the ones that are supposed to 1099-KU, not Amazon, not eBay, not your cryptocurrency platform exchange, anybody else with a credit card transaction, PayPal or whoever, none of these guys are government units, are they? So none of them should be sending you a 1099 snitch falsely to the IRS, accusing you of having received taxable income. By the way, the government units are United States, which means Washington, D.C. Let me refresh you, folks. What are we talking about? Let's look at the definitions we have, folks, of, here it goes, definitions. We have it in this title, right? Let's go down to 7701, A, 9, and 10. We covered this before. That means what? Washington, D.C., right? United States includes only the states and D.C., right? and state shall be construed to include D.C., District of Columbia as well. It's all D.C. So government units in D.C. So that means that only federal government agencies, House members, senators, presidents, judges, Forest Service, FBI, CIA, they're the ones that's supposed to do this credit card transaction reporting about you. If they pay you, then you're supposed to be 1099. So if you're a CIA agent working in California or New York, you gotta pay, you gotta be reported on that, and you gotta pay income tax. If you're an FBI agent in Florida or Texas, they're supposed to 1099K you, and you are supposed to pay income tax on that because you got your money coming out of DC, Washington, DC. If you're a military contractor and you got a contract from the federal government to build planes or drones, you're Boeing, they're supposed to 1099 you. And Boeing, or the military contract, they got to pay income tax on the money they got from Washington, D.C. that came to them. Got it? So vast majority of people in America do not have to pay income tax. And if you work for Boeing, okay, for example, military contractor, and Boeing pays you, now you don't have to file income tax because Boeing is the one that got the money from D.C. Now they can go with that money, buy coffee from the coffee shop, Boeing does. And then the coffee shop has to pay income tax. Or go buy some metal sheets. Doesn't mean that that metal sheet company got to pay income tax. Okay, it stops right there to Boeing only. As employee of Boeing, you don't pay income tax at all because your money is not coming from Washington, D.C. source. Okay? All right, folks, now, let's go on one more thing. I know this sounds incredible to you. You say, come on, Paymon. It's clearly, you know, it's got to be credit card companies and Amazon, eBay, you know, PayPal. They all got 1099 you. They all do it. It's going to be in the law. It's got to be more than that. It's got to be more than what it says. It's implied, right? Let's go to the U.S. Supreme Court for guidance. Can we add to this definition and imply that it's there? Even though it's not there, it has specific definitions for the whole Internal Revenue Code or for just for Section 6050 alone. Can we ignore that and imply that it must include everybody else? Let's see. Let's look up on internet court case of Gold, G-O-U-L-D space V period versus space Gold, G-O-U-L-D together. You look it up, this 1917 court case comes up. Open it in a new tab, like I done. Here it is. Gould versus Gould, 1917 U.S. Supreme Court case. Now here is the syllabus or summary of the case. On the bottom left, it refers to. Click on the case on the right of that for the whole court case. And here it is. I got the whole opinion of Gould versus Gould here. Let's go down to the relevant language on this issue of implying taxes. Oh, look at that. Summary is there, okay, but I'm going to go to the exact part of the case of this unanimous U.S. Supreme Court case that says, in the interpretation or understanding of statutes, laws, levying taxes, imposing taxes. So, what it says is, in understanding laws that impose taxes, it is the established rule not to extend their provisions of the tax laws by implication. You cannot imply the something is taxed. It's not there. You cannot by implication beyond the clear import of the language used, along with the language clearly shows or says, or to enlarge the operations of what? Operation of tax laws, so as to embrace, which means include, matters, persons, people, objects, activities as taxable that are not specifically pointed out. Okay? You cannot have that. There is nothing by taxing by implication. It's got to be clearly there, because if they can take 1% of your money, they're going to take 99% or all of it. The power to tax is the power to destroy. It's a well-established U.S. Supreme Court principle. And one more last thing. If you're still not sure, well, I hear what you're saying, Pay Mom, but gosh, everybody's doing it the wrong way. There's got to be implied that, you know, Amazon, eBay, my cryptocurrency platform, exchange, Coinbase, they're all 1099-ing me. They got to be doing it because there's a law. They're impliedly, they're included, right? Come on. Well, this next sentence will close that thought down forever. Look at that. The Supreme Court case continues and says that in case of doubt, any doubt, your doubt, they are construed or interpreted, understood most strongly against the government and in favor of the citizen not being taxed. That's it, folks. End of story. And look at these several Supreme Court cases before that that they mentioned. That this is a long, well-established rule, okay? In case of doubt, right, that this all these laws are construed more strongly against the government's power to tax. So that, folks, does it completely. It's done. Done. There is no way they can tax you by law. They cannot do that. But they're doing it wrong. So Freedom Law School is going to be starting a campaign to write our congressmen, all of us. You need to do it. I'll do it. Okay? To tell our congressmen that why are the Congress allowing the top management of the IRS, it's really Satan agency, IRS. It's really Satan. Because they use deception, don't they? Like Satan does. And the Department of Injustice, the lawyers of government, together, and some of the corrupt judges have decided to change the law and apply these 1099 to people in the 50 states who have no presence in Washington, D.C. They're not government people. Or getting money coming from Washington, D.C. Why are they doing that? We're going to write to them. The man has our First Amendment right, you all have it, to hold public hearings, bring the top management of the IRS and the Department of Injustice and judges. Judges are not exempted. Judges can be brought out to Congress to testify to. But why are you ignoring and violating the clear language of laws which are by Congress and the U.S. Supreme Court principles which these laws operate? If you're not doing it, who in your agency has been doing it? Tell us. So we're bringing the responsible parties in hearing, find out who it is, and then impeach them, accuse them of being corrupt in office, because they have been corrupt. This is totally corrupt, folks. Then that government official will go before the U.S. Senate for a trial. And once they're convicted by the majority of the U.S. Senate, they're fired, removed from office. And this management of IRS and Department of Injustice must be wholesale cleaned out and let a new generation come from the bottom. And a good IRS, commissioned by the IRS and U.S. Treasury, the cabinet member who will follow the law as properly written and implement it as the law is written, word by word. I want to be with you. Now that will, now you're doing several things, folks. You do like founding fathers. The founding fathers petition the King of England for redress of her grievances for the violation of the rights by the king's minions, king's soldiers. The king ignored it. That's why we had a violent revolution and took our liberties back. You have the same right, and you may have to do it someday. But keep your powder dry, my friends. Hold on. Hang on to your guns. We got to use our First Amendment rights first. Speech, like I'm doing right now. Association, press, publicize this information. Assemble, get together. We do an online assembly so we can tell the government they got to correct it. And who represents us? Not the judges. They're not elected. Not the executive branch employees. Only the president, one person, only that guy is elected by us. Has to give a vote. The rest are appointees. So these guys got together, these unelected people in government, the government lawyers and judges and IRS management are imposing laws in violation of the law. We have taxation without representation. So we're going to write to the people that represent us in Congress, House of Representatives and U.S. Senate, to correct this. Number one. Number two, well, that gives you also legal protection in case they want to come after you, put you in jail for not having filed the 1099 against somebody else, for example, right? Hey, you, Coinbase, crypto exchange platforms, right? All these companies got 1099 of the people. You don't need to be afraid. Say, but I got to do it because my CPA, my tax lawyer says, if I don't do it, I'm going to go to jail. IRS will come and harass us. In fact, we called the IRS about it, and the IRS employee on the phone told us, or in a personal visit, of course you have to 1099 other people. Yes, you know that. You might get in trouble, be penalized and fined, but who makes the law in this country? Some bureaucrat, an elected IRS agent on the phone or in person? Is that the law? Is that, is he a lawmaker? No. Congress. They're the only people we elected, voted for, that represent us. We're going to go to them, write to them, make a record of all this, so in case someone come after you about this issue, you've got your defense right there, which is the law. You are the hero. And the jury will see the law and acquit you. Here it is. We got the law. And the Internal Revenue Code, we just showed you tonight. My friends, there's no law requiring the average American to file and pay income tax. I covered that before in other Freedom Law Schools presentations. On YouTube, search Freedom Law School. A channel comes up. Subscribe and hit the bell for notifications of our Freedom Hour presentations. Go to Facebook, become a fan of Freedom Law School on Facebook. We're going to get on Twitter, other places. Also, Minds.com. We're going to check out Minds.com. They don't censor. We're going on BitChute, because they don't censor either. Okay, so get on these alternative platforms also. You might get kicked out one of these days for being outspoken and telling the truth, right? So, folks, you have no legal, constitutional, ethical, or moral duty. Pay your enemies to destroy you. That is what they're doing. They're destroying you. All these wars, CIA, you know, CIA went after Donald Trump, President of the United States, FBI, Department of Injustice, IRS, these guys are NSA spying on you on your telephone. They know your location on your telephone, your emails, your text messages, your calls. They illegally spying on the NSA, right? You're paying for all this. Why? Why are you paying? I know why. You're afraid. You're afraid. Yeah, I know. But you know what fear is? Fear stands for false evidence appearing real. Fear, false evidence appearing real. That's the satanic method. They're using your emotions against you, my friends. Don't let them do that to you. You're better than that. Let your love of freedom be your guide, my friend. Your love of freedom and truth. You seek in the truth. Your love of truth will stand up, will give you freedom. That's all you got to do. It starts right there in your heart. See, fear keeps you freezing like, I'm not going to do anything different. I'm just going to stay right here. I've always done it this way. I'll stay this way because I'm afraid. And you will never progress. You will always stay in that state of fear. Love of truth on your heart. You'll go boldly to discover the truth. And you love it. You're excited, you're joyous, you're happy, you are liberated. And this opens up a whole new world of possibilities for you and freedom that you enjoy, you did not know was available for you. So just go with that. Go with that, folks, and it will lead you to the destination of truth, freedom, love, and prosperity that you've been looking for. Okay? Before I got your comments on, by the way, and on Blog Talk Radio, by the way, if you guys have questions, you can call the number 657-383-1755 to call and ask me questions live. You can do that. But before I go to those, I got an announcement to you. We have a price increase coming. So I'm going to give you guys all a chance to take advantage of it before this price increase takes effect, okay? So Freedom Austin's website, for those of you who've never been there, is livefreenow.org, livefreenow.org, okay? By the way, and now you're going to discover the truth about the Irish lies and fraud and how to beat the Irish deep state thieves. If you go down, be sure to sign up on the bottom for your free Freedom Education Package now. By filling out the stuff on the right side, your information, and then click on the brown button. Yes, I want free freedom education. Click on that, and you will get these and more lessons sent to you at no charge over many weeks. Okay, so do that. And then this Freedom Hour is every Thursday night. Okay, click on the Freedom Hour in the new tab. And you'll see that, okay? And on a YouTube channel, if you want to go to a YouTube channel, click on that. That takes you there. And when you go there, all of them are listed from the newest to the oldest are listed. Find the one topic that is of most interest to you, my friends, okay? That's what you want to do. But go and remember, and go back to the website now under course packages. When you click on that, there's a bunch of them, but there's going to be a price rise, okay, a couple of them. The Royal Fear Package, everybody wants that. That's the top of the line. Everything's done for you, no extra charge, unlimited consultation, all that. Unlimited law will work for you, no change. Simple Fear Package, same. But when you go down, the Level 1 course is going for $300, so $300 to $400. It's been there for 20 years, folks. I kept this course at $300 with 100% unconditional money-back guarantee, but overdue for going up in price, okay? So here it is, the Level 1 course. You can rent it for free because it comes with a 90-day unconditional money-back guarantee, okay? So here's all the table of contents of 9 classes, 2.5 hours each, okay? It's going to go up from $300 to $400, so... That's good. And you can listen to it online, by the way. Our students, if you want to listen online from your smartphone or computer, here it is. Click here on the bottom. And if you do that, it goes to a page. We give you a password to listen to Level 1 course here at no charge. Okay? No extra charge. you get the course on CD as well as here in person. So you want to get that course. Also, Quick Start for your package, which includes a level one course and a 1 hour consultation with me. Okay. And because it's combined total of only $490, it's going up to $590. So it's going to go up by $100. So you can get that now package now at the old price of $490 if you want to do that. Everything else, it stays the same. Level two courses going up to $400, yeah, but very few of you usually get that one. That's not a common course that people want to get. Okay. So I'm going to go now to your questions. Okay. Let's see. We have a call from Miracle 310. We're going to take your live classes. Oh, 970. Call from Miracle 970. We're going to take those callers first. And then I'll respond to your comments on the YouTube, Facebook, and other platforms that this broadcast is live sent out to all of you. Okay? So call off Miracle 970. To retain your privacy, only give me your first name, okay? Do not give me your last name. I want you to retain your privacy. Tell me your first name and tell me if you have a free freedom education package yet or not. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Jim.
I don't hear anything, guys.
Jim?
Okay.
Can you hear me, Payman?
I think call from Miracle 970 is not there right now, so we have no questions on there. But if you guys want to ask questions
of me
orally, you can do that. Area code 657-383-1755. And then once you dial and go through, push 1 on the telephone keypad to get your get on the list to get your questions answered. Let's go to a live commentary on YouTube and Facebook and other places. All right, Caesar will check us out when you get home. Great job, my friend. That's exactly what you want to do. Do your homework. Don't believe me, the government, anybody. Look at the laws. Read the laws for what it says, right? So let's see who else we got for questions. What happened to the first 20 minutes of the show last week, folks? Last week program, the first 10 minutes was messed up. We didn't record it right, so we recorded that again and patched it with that last week's program. So it's all good. If now it works, presentation was fixed, okay? We have a call from area code 615, area code. What is your first name, my friend? From area code 615.
10 minutes was messed up. We didn't record it right, so we recorded that again and patched it with that last week's program.
I don't hear him, guys. I don't hear
him. Hello?
Question. Okay. All right, let's see. Until my tech guys fix this, let's go to some of the questions online, okay? Now, MRGF78 calls me Punch. Yeah. For those of you who may not know why he calls me, because
Hello, dear.
I always, since I was a teenager, people call me Punch because I look like Punch of the 70s TV show Chips, Eric Estrada. That's why he called me Punch. So thank you for noticing. Since you said that, I cannot see it. You have a good sense of humor. Thanks. Thanks for what I'm doing. You're welcome, my friend. My pleasure. Okay. Folks, you can have some fun with this stuff. You know, when you're coming from love, love of truth, of course it's fun. Discovering your truth and sharing it. Folks, share this with your friends. Tell them, man, this blew me away. You got to check this out. Post it on your Facebook page. Say, man, listen, you'll love this. Check this out. Okay? On your, whatever platform you got out there, Twitter, put it out there. Link to this videos. Put on your Twitter, Instagram thing. Check this out. You know, have fun. Of course. Why not have fun? Okay. Let's see now. Joanne says, I'm not a filer, but really could use the stimulus package because coronavirus lost some accounts. How do I get help without giving up my privacy? Well, Joanne, I got bad news for you. That's one of the reasons, amongst many, why they did this coronavirus hoax, to make you dependent upon government giving you money. The friends at the top get the most money, but give a little chance. So if you really believe that you need that money right now, because they're going to give you $1,200 for a single person, $2,400 for a married couple, $500 for each child. So I'm not sure how much you made or not, but if you would, on the net, if you're going to make some money out of this, go ahead. You may want to do that. But then let that be your last year if that's what you want to do, because this corrupt system is bringing all this to you. I understand that. So don't feel bad. I know. You got to do what you got to do to take care of yourself and your family. Okay, so let's see. We got some other questions. Some of the long names is Paymont. I spoke with Darlene on Monday. Nice lady. My volunteer Freedom Law School. She does a great job. You can call Freedom Law School, folks, 813-444-4800. And then, yes, our volunteers who will take the time to answer your questions as much as they can. Now, they're not me, but some basic stuff. So they're not going to be like myself, okay? But you're welcome to call. And she had that. So this lady says the email wasn't sent, so it was sent. She received it and forwarded to Benny, I believe this name, and this is in reference to the revised version of the letter to Congress and senators. Okay, got it. Yes, we got the revised letter. Here's what's going on, folks. Our campaign throughout Congress, we had one that's been modified. So I'm going to be preparing responses, the most common responses of congressmen to give you, because, like, they ignore you. They tell you, oh, nice to hear from you. I'm for lowering taxes. Thank you for letting me know of your concerns. They just brush you off. So we're going to give you proper responses back to them, not to ignore you, not to ignore your concerns. Okay, we'll do that. Okay, so right now I don't have that. Because I'm not going to put out something unless I know it's good, it's solid based upon the law, and well written that will make you look good. So all those things got to be patiently be written and rewritten, edited, fixed, improved, to make it beautiful and perfect for you. So that's why it's not there yet. But I appreciate you sharing that with me, okay? Some of you speak Spanish, but I don't speak Spanish, guys. Sorry. No comprende. Now, we have a question. Call from area code 970 back on the line. Let's see. Call from area code 970. Are you there live right now? If you are, give me a first name.
Call from area code 970 back on the line. Let's see.
I don't hear a 970 area code, guys.
Are you there live right now?
His voice is not coming through. Okay, so I'm going to let my tech guys come and fix this stuff, folks.
Here,
and meanwhile, we're going to some of your questions online.
Hello?
And
hello?
Shining Emperor, thank you for teaching the truth. You're most welcome. My pleasure. And Mustafa wants to ask questions. Ask questions. Call 657-383-1755, okay? We're going to get it working, the Block Talk Radio problem. If that doesn't work, type it in here, and I'll answer on YouTube or Facebook, wherever you are, okay? Okay. Now, Shining Empire says we need to learn laws to stand up to those criminals on top. Well, that's what we're doing, folks. You are learning these laws now. You are. And teach your friends, family members. Does your wife or husband know about this? No, why not? How about your brother? Sister? How about your brother-in-law? Your father? Your son? Your daughter? Your mother? You haven't told about this stuff? Why not? Give them a try. Send them a video. How about your coworkers? Your best friends in high school? Okay? But you are doing it by sharing it with your friends and family members. You are doing it. You're standing up. You're helping us stand up. Now, Dallas Book says we need the Criminal County Tax Division shut down. They are violating our rights. We want to learn the right steps to take against Citrus County, Florida, to stop their threats. They said, okay, look, Dallas Book, here's what's going on, my friend. You're local to me, huh? Okay. Property taxes, all taxes in America are too high. Way too many taxes and way too high of a rate. 1800s. Watch the Western movies with John Wayne and Clint Eastwood and Charles Bronson. In those days, a Wild West, right? Wild, Wild West days. How was the West created? People of the area got some land. 50 acres, this guy. 5,000 acres, the other guy. The other guy had 50,000 acres. They got together. And they elected a sheriff to defend them with a gun. Hey, you go protect us. We give you a gun and a badge. Oh, you got to get paid for being the sheriff? Okay, everybody. Let's everybody pitch in a little bit. The guy with the big land pays a lot more than the guy with the little land. And the rate of tax was so low because we'd have all this socialistic welfare stuff that the government provides. All this nonsense that we don't need from the government. The rate of tax was so low, so small, and paid for your protection. The sheriff, maybe a couple of deputies, a little jail, maybe a part-time judge and a prosecutor that you and a few counties, neighboring counties, shared because you had so little crime, right? You didn't mind paying it. That's all there was. No sales tax, no DME taxes. They're part of more vehicle taxes, transportation taxes, right? You have, you know, income taxes. So people didn't mind paying it. It had a real useful purpose. But now they jacked it up so high. Even in Florida, let me tell you, my friend, Florida is the lowest tax state in the country. Not only is one of the 8 states with no state income tax. That's one reason I'm here. But Florida has an average rate of property tax, which is low for states with no state income tax, like Texas, has a high property tax rate to make up for the no income tax, state income tax. Florida has the average rate of property tax, but because the prices of housing are so low, the property tax is low compared to most of America, except the real faraway places in the Dakotas, the Wyoming mountains. Okay? So you got it pretty low. What I suggest you want to do, my friend, Dale, is you share freedom with others. And I want to give you, Dale's book, minimum of 2,000. But if you let me, I will send you by priority mail $4,000 cold hard cash by priority mail in your mailbox to you. Yes, $4,000. All you got to do is look at this. All you gotta do is refer people to Freedom Law School, go down their course packages, okay, and go to the very last one, the Freedom Opportunity Plan, and click on that. The Freedom Opportunity Plan is for you, okay? So, Dale, you can prosper. Don't worry about that low property tax of Citrus County. You don't have to be there sitting in poverty, okay? Try to pay less. Let's just make a lot more. Think prosperity, not try to get more out of my little bit I got. So, look, every American will love to live free of IRS. Lies, fraud, deception, thievery, and harassment, right? Everybody, folks, wants that. So Freedom Law School has the Royal Freedom Package, or RFP for short, which is the only program anywhere where any and all IRS related work, besides the accounting and bean counting, is done for you at a fixed annual membership fee. No one has anything like this, period. You can click on this link, takes you there, you get more detail about the program. I don't want to get into that right now. It's all done for you. Okay? But all you're going to do is refer people to Freedom Law School. Here's all the stuff and more that it covers you, okay? Okay? Everything, you know, is done all the work to protect your freedom, your and your property, my friend, okay? Okay, and it covers whether the person filing a 1040 income tax confession forms or considering not filing, okay, or they are. It covers everybody, even filers, yes. The program even covers filers if they want to. All I got to refer anybody to get the royalty and package, you receive 25% of the royalty and package membership fee, which is $8,000, you get $2,000. Okay? Now, let me tell you this. They get any of our programs, any of our courses that applies. You get 25% when you refer someone, gets any of our courses or free packages. Right? But I will not send the money to you in the mail unless it's your referral fees or commissions are over $500. That's all. You can get a level one course, make it a free package, anything. Okay? You get your own commission. Okay? So, but it's not going to be, you know, paid mail to you unless you get over $500. Otherwise, you'd refer them to Freedom Law School. But I'm giving a top-of-the-line royalty package example. But the person who gets a level one course, which is going to be $400 coming up, and guess what? The $200 out is yours. Thank you for referring to Freedom Law School. That's all you got to do. But look, it gets better. I want to pay you double that. Double. Okay? Instead of getting $2,000, you know, per referral, you may elect to put the that $2,000 toward your royalty package membership, or even $1,000 now. As I got a load to $1,000, guys. $1,000, and make a payment plan for your royalty package, or simple field package, either one. Okay. Actually, we gotta skip this option. They can this one option we gotta go, guys. Take it out. This is gone. Here's the best option. Here is all you got to do to go to 50% is get your own Royal Freedom Package first. You can come up with the whole $8,000 for the first year membership, or you can put down, no, not $2,000, $1,000. We got to fix this, guys, $1,000, and make the rest of your Royal or Simple Freedom Package membership with payments and or referral bonuses or commissions. I don't care what you call it. I'll pay you cash. Okay? What you call it. Maybe no 1099s, no W-4s, no W-2s, because we know it doesn't apply to you. So all you got to do, my friend, and your Citrus County tax problem, property tax problem, will go away. Why? Because look at this. Add one referral a month for the Royal Field Package, you will earn $4,000 cash. If you do that, you know, with $4,000 a month, will you be worried about your Citrus County property tax? Would that be a problem for you? No, it's not. Right? That's a nice part-time income for many people, full-time income, cash, tax-free. At one referral per week, making over $17,000 a month, almost $200,000 a year, tax-free. That's a nice full-time income. Yep. That's right, folks. That's $17,000 a month, almost $200,000 a year, tax-free cash coming in the mail in your pockets. All you got to do is become an ambassador of freedom. Ambassador of freedom, folks. We have on the website, we got to put that ambassador of freedom, guys. Okay? Ambassador of freedom. That's this position is. You go and talk about freedom, educate people, give them hope, give them love. Folks, I mean it. You got to give them love. Don't be afraid of them rejecting you. Don't be afraid of them telling them I'm not interested. Don't be afraid of them giving you some blowing you off for whatever reason. They don't know. They don't know how loving you are, how good you are, how much you care about them. Okay, don't take that personally. It's not about you. Okay? These people are living in fear. They've been brainwashed. You got to put out your love to talk to them. And then, folks, give them my freedom catalogs. I got this printed out, these nice, glossy, color, thick brochures, folks. I mail them out to you at no charge by the dozens to hand it out to people if you want. Okay? You got tools for free by going to talk to people in front of supermarkets if you want. Okay? And tell them, hey, do you love or hate the IRS? Have fun. Well, who likes them? Well, okay. Well, you don't? What? You don't know the law requiring it to? Fidel Mosca has the income tax reward for $300,000 for 20 years plus, and no one has been able to collect it because there is no law. But if you can help me collect it, hey, I'll split it with you. You file income tax? Yeah? Because there's a law requiring it to, right? Well, sure. Well, then you can go have a conversation with them, folks. With love, of truth, share with them, okay? So that's what you do. I'll talk to them, give them on our educate them by email people. Look at all these, some of these videos I got. I got to update the list of videos, guys, we have here. There's 8 right here. Some of our videos, I'll update on a regular basis, the videos to give to people, okay? Give them our videos about this stuff, okay? And go have fun. So I don't want to hear you about anybody having poverty problems. No more poverty. Be ambassador of freedom that you love, that you're about, and be free and prosperous. Nothing wrong with doing both together. Okay, Shining Empire. Let's go to other questions. Shining Empire says, says challenge property tax with commercial default process. Shining Empire, that is correct, my friend. You cannot do that. That is patron mythologies. Don't go for that baseless legal theory. It's just baseless, the commercial default process, all that stuff. Don't do it. Okay? The stuff I'm telling you, folks, it's the law. As sure, having someone sure it works. Okay? Now, let's see now. Let's see. Let's go to Cruz Delgado says, drop the corporate fiction, live in the private. Cruz, I love you, brother, but there is no corporate fiction versus private thing you've been told. It's not like that. Okay? It's just another baseless patron mythology out there. A lot of baseless legal theories are out there in the freedom movement. That's why I call them collectively patron mythologies. They're myths. Sound good, feel right, make sense, but they're utterly baseless. Anything when you're from commercial code, UCC, I'm a sovereign, state citizen, not a U.S. citizen, but a state citizen, U.S. national, dead corporate fiction entities, name in capital letters, it's not me. It's a straw man, redemption, expatriation, repatriation, common law jurisdiction, I walk into versus admiralty, yellow finch flag, jurisdiction. Article 3 court versus administrative court. Now use a zip code on your mail. You put sue jurors in front of your name. The Buck Act. On and on, folks. There's so much misinformation out there, folks. Stay away from that. It doesn't work. I've been doing this stuff since 1992. Since I was 29 years old. I hardly had any white hair. Okay? If it worked, I would have done it by now, folks. And I'm free. I haven't filed an income tax for 30 years. And the IRS had me under criminal investigation. I know documented since 1993. First time was for 22 months. They haven't come after me. Why? They're not trying to put me in jail. Why? Because they know I know my stuff. And they don't want to lose to me in court. Okay? So let's now do patron mythology, my friend. Okay? Let's go to some of the callers. We have a call from area code 905. Let's see if this time works. Call area code 905. Speak. Give me your first name, my friend.
Hello, Paymon?
Yes. Oh, I can hear you. Yes.
Paymon, my name is Kay. I'm calling you from Canada.
Okay.
And I don't know if you're able to field my question, but I would imagine that our tax codes are very similar to the U.S. tax codes, and we're not required to file here as well.
They're very different. And I wish I could help you, but I can't.
Okay. But, I mean, basically, I think what it boils down to is that we should not pay income tax. We can pay other taxes, but not income.
In America, yes. In America, United States of America. England laws, Germany laws, Canada, Japan, they're all different laws. So it doesn't, what I'm teaching doesn't apply in Canada or those countries.
Is there anyone in Canada you can refer me to?
I wish I did. But I will tell you one little small tip. It might help you, probably not. But as a Canadian, Canada does not tax you on your out-of-Canada income. That's much I know. So as a Canadian, if you come to America, you know, Canada will not tax you. You come to work in Texas or Florida, and you will not, Canada will not tax you. And then because you're here in Florida, let's say, you don't pay income tax on what you make here either. So get out of Canada is my best tip for you.
Okay. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. I'm sorry. I wish I could be more to help you.
Okay.
Let's go to area code 215 caller. What's your first name, my friend?
Paul.
Paul. Look, you got to turn his volume up a little bit, guys. Okay, Paul. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to mention.
Paul, or no? Do you have our free
Paul.
Education package?
Yeah. Yes, I'm a member.
What's your name, Paul?
I noticed that someone had asked about filing for the IRS.
Say it again.
Just
now.
A little while ago, someone wanted to know about filing, whether they could file for the IRS for $1,200.
Oh, yeah, to get the coronavirus relief bill, to do that, you file that you get $1,200 credit toward whatever taxes you may owe if you file a 1040 income tax confession form, correct?
About two weeks ago, one of my legal help informed me that I can go on there, and I did. There is a site for non-filers that you can file and get the money.
Well,
yeah.
That...
And I went on there, and I filed, and they're going to try to trick you into keep on going and answering their questions. Just give them your email, get out, and they send an email confirming that they were sending me the money.
Would you do me a favor?
I'm waiting for it.
Do
I'm
me
waiting
favor.
For it.
Call up the law school tomorrow at our office. 813-444-4800. And tell one of my volunteers what you did. I love to get educated by other people like you because, look, I'm not a god. I don't know everything.
You've helped me before. I've been a member there for a while, and you've helped me before. So I've called in several times to help. Not a problem. And I noticed someone online that's going to really help us that's involved with exposing Fauci and what happened with all the viruses, and the IRS is going after. I'd like to email you the video and let you know what I'm talking about because this person could make a huge difference in exposing this and our future.
Okay. Sure.
So
love that. Thanks.
I will. I'll call tomorrow. I called earlier tonight because I couldn't get the site to come in, but I don't want to waste time with that. I'll call tomorrow.
No problem. No problem. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Paul. I appreciate that. And let's go to another caller from area code 615. Call from area code 615. You're live on the Freedom Hour. What's your first name?
Let's go to another caller from area code 615. Call from area code 615. You're live on the Freedom
Hello, you there?
Hello?
Yes, what's your first name?
I barely hear you.
I can barely hear you, my friend. Speak up from Erico 615.
Hey, my name is Mustafa, and I have one question for you. The question is,
yes.
The United States government is a foreign corporation with respect to states. Volume 20, Corps Jury, Section 1785. I just want to know, is that true?
Yeah, of course. Look, governments are all make-believe. Let me ask you a question, because you emailed somebody, and I'm glad you called here at the Freedom Hour to get your question answered. Thank you, Mustafa, because you emailed your question. And, folks, it takes too long to type up a correct answer and spell check and grammar check it. You know, ask me like you did. Thank you. I'll tell you what it is. Look, every government in the world has ever existed is make-believe. They're all fiction. Okay? And all governments by nature are make-believe. Corporations make-believe. By the way, Mustafa, go ahead.
Every government in the world has ever existed is make-believe.
to get off the speakerphone so we hear the echo of me talking. Take it off the speakerphone. Again, just get rid of the echo, please. Put the phone by your head, please. Can you do that for us, Mustafa? So, you know, animals will recognize you go from, well, you know, here, you pass this, you just walk 2 feet, you're no longer in California, you're in Nevada. You're no longer in France, you're in Germany. In nature, it doesn't matter. It's all make-believe, these borders and countries. A corporation, it comes from the Latin word corpus, which means body. It's a fictional make-believe body, okay? So governments are, by definition, make-believe entities, just like Boeing, just like Microsoft. They're all make-believe entities, okay? So America was 13 countries, make-believe countries, who came and created this other country called the United States and gave it certain delegate powers as agent of the states to handle for the 13 states. And in order for it to be independent of all these 13 states, they gave it a little 10-mile square of land, which became known as Washington, D.C., the swamp land. And they said, you can do whatever you want to do in that D.C., in that land that we give you. So on that land, on Washington, D.C., federal government is its own king. It's an old country. It's an old corporation. Just like California is a government corporation, so was China a government corporation. So is France. So is Egypt. They're a government corporation. It always has been throughout human history. So, yes, our government technically is a foreign entity, corporation, with respect to states. That's why the tax laws are written for Washington, D.C., because the Supreme Court has said in the case of Downs versus Bidwell that they can do, the federal government can do whatever it wants when it comes to taxes in D.C. and its territories, okay? This whole interpretive code is written primarily, most of it, for Washington, D.C. income, money coming out of there or going out of there, something, you know, from D.C. That's what it's written for. It's been misapplied to 50 sovereign states like California, Texas, and Florida because we think United States means, oh, the 50 states, the states united. That is one common definition of the United States. But there's another specific definition which refers to only Washington, D.C., and that's why I showed you tonight. That's why these laws are written like that to be applicable to Washington, D.C. That's why they're written, Mustafa, so people are performing functions of public office of Washington, D.C. government, the United States government, or its agencies or instrumentalities. Got it? So you're right. So that's just the way America is. You don't need to get any citation for that. You know, it's just a very obvious thing, like anybody that understands basics of law. But we're not taught those in high school. I mean, let me tell you this, Mustafa. You know, I tell my kids this. Why does the president of the United States, like Trump, every year, Obama, they gave State of the Union address. Why doesn't he give a speech on the State of the Country address? I mean, America's a country. Why doesn't the President of the United States give a State of the Country address? Huh? Union? Oh. Because America is not one country. America 50 countries united. Every state in America is a country. In fact, they call states, right? Look, they call, you know, in the television propaganda, war propaganda, they call Iraq a terrorist state, Iran a terrorist state, a nuclear state. Well, Iran, Iraq, North Korea, these are countries. A state is a country. They say the state of Israel. Oh, Israel is its own country. So is California, Florida, Texas. They all delegated certain powers like immigration, uniform money, common defense, and a few other things to the federal government. That's what it is. So we just not taught this in high school. That's all. Okay, any other questions, Mustafa? Okay, I guess no more questions for Mustafa. Let's go to our call from area code 970. From 970 caller, what is your first name, my friend?
Jim.
John, you said?
J-I-M, Jim.
Oh, Jim. Yes, Jim. Do you have a free freedom education package yet, Jim?
Yes, I do.
Great. And what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have a son that's 19. He's doesn't have a Social Security number, doesn't have a birth certificate, and wants to go to work. And I haven't really done a whole lot for him in that area. What do you think about him becoming a state national?
The only people that are state nationals are people who are from American Samoa. Do you know where American Samoa is?
Say that again, please.
You or your son, Jim, are not American nationals. That's a misunderstanding of the law by patriots. And I've covered this issue in the Freedom Hour last year. Here's on our YouTube channel of Freedom Law School. Let me go down and find the one that was on this topic that you want to listen to, because that goes over this specific issue in more detail. Okay. All right, where is it, guys?
Okay.
And I'll go do a search. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Search, yeah. National. There we go. I forgot about that. Thank you, my guys. They helped me on national. Here we go. I was on 2 years ago. I did that. But I did one before that also, guys. I did that. I'm more recently less than that. This is audio, this one I did. I did audio call on this thing. October 20, 2017, I did that. But I know, but I did one more recent than that that talks about this issue in more detail. But as I'm looking for that, let me tell you this, that, you know, that is not what you want to do. You want to go get yourself a delayed birth certificate, okay? Because how would they know if he's from, you know, that video is not on our YouTube channel, guys. Please make a note. We got to look for that. I know I did one. It's not there for some reason, okay? That was taken down. I don't know why it's not there. But how would they know, somebody know your son's not from England or Canada or Australia or Mexico? How would they know?
Right.
Because maybe he's white or what? You could be from Canada or Australia or England. Nobody knows. The birth certificate does not hinder your son anyway. Give him a birth certificate. So that shows he's American. That's all you got to do. That's what I would do that. Okay?
Okay. So you go get a delayed birth certificate. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. You apply for a delayed birth certificate because he's over 18 now. Okay, and you got to contact your state in the process how you do that. We never got one for him. We need to get one now. Usually you get it at birth. Okay?
So I can't get – I
welcome,
can't
everyone,
generate a testament of birth, right? I can't create something myself.
On this October 9th.
You cannot what? Say it again now. I'm sorry. You cannot generate what?
Can I generate a document called a birth testament with witnesses signing on it?
You can generate such a document.
Because, you know,
it's not that you cannot generate. You can generate
right.
it. That's not the issue. You can generate it. The issue is that it will not be recognized by many people.
By the state.
That's why. By state, by employers, by banks, by third parties, by, you know, at airports, by the Department of Motor Vehicles, they will not recognize that. But if you get one from the state that your son was born in that state, they will recognize that everywhere. Okay.
Okay. What about? I want to ask you about the passport. That passport is adequate, stand alone by itself for an I-9. as identification. So should he get a passport?
He can get a United States passport, but the problem with that is that before he gets that, he has to have a birth certificate. Without a birth certificate, right, the U.S. government will not issue him a passport.
Right. Okay.
So you got to get that birth certificate.
No.
That's the foundation document where everything else, every other ID document, government form is based upon.
So the birth certificate allows him to be monetized, right?
Wrong. It does not. That is a baseless legal theory that the county sells the birth certificate to the U.S. Department of Commerce. Then they use that with the Federal Reserve to capture your labor. They create a straw man on your birth certificate, you'll be a captured labor of your life. Based upon that, the monetizer that led all these billions and trillions of dollars in the circulation, based upon your labor, is a capture because that birth certificate was sold by the county to the U.S. Department of Commerce. You heard that? It's a bunch of utter nonsense, my friend. Utter nonsense. Baseless legal theory like a tooth fairy Easter bunny. Sounds good. Feels right. Feels sovereign. Pure. Who? Macho. Founding father. Manly. You know, freedom. Oh. You know, so what? Easter bunny sounds good. Tooth fairy feels good. Claus is fantastic. Cut from a chimney. Is it real? It's the same thing, folks. It's the same thing. You know, the people want somebody to get rich quick, be healthy and fit like a beautiful model athlete, and they have no disease, look beautiful, quick, free, and free quick. You bought that get free quick, Jim. There's no such thing. Get rich quick, get fit quick, or be free quick with all these baseless legal theories I call patriot mythologies. Wonderful patriots like you, Jim, buy these hate theories from wonderful other patriotic Americans, good Americans that sound great and make sense, but they're utterly baseless and they don't work. Any other questions, my friend?
Okay. Yeah, one more. I'm in my 70s. I had a professional career in engineering. After I worked for the Department of Defense, I became a whistleblower and exposed to all kinds of fraud and in the system and cronyism and all that kind of stuff. And so I finally dropped out and went to work for myself in the construction trades. But I'm living on basically $1,700 a month. There's three of us. And I'm just on Social Security, by the way, no other income. And I'm wondering how I can get back in the workforce because I've been out over 20 years.
Look, I'm not a job placement counselor. As far as work goes, go apply.
Right.
You know, but as far as what work you want to do, what you qualify for, I don't know. I know one job I know you qualify for, you'd be hired out right away. Call Freedom Law School. We send you a bunch of our Freedom catalogs, okay? And you go stand in front of a supermarket, talk to people. Do you love or hate the IRS? Okay? Here's a Freedom catalog, you know? People go by, not interested. Good. Don't waste the paper and ink. Please, don't waste it, okay? If someone is interested, okay, have a conversation with them. At maybe 5-10 people, you have a conversation. 1-2 people are really interested. Have fun. You're 7 years old. You're doing nothing with your time. Why don't you just go do that? Just have fun. You come across a businessman, you know, a professional, someone who's making a decent living, you know, who's paying income tax too much. You know what? I'm going to be free of all this stuff. You know, I like to know about this stuff. Yeah. Tell me more. Okay. Why not? Why not do that and get $4,000 a pop referral? Why not? Why don't you try that instead?
Okay, how do I get that catalog?
Contact Freedom Law School. Call, go to our website, okay. livefreedom.org. Okay, here, I'll show you our website. Here's our Freedom Law School website. Go to homepage, livefreedom.org. Okay. And then when you go there, of course, you can sign up on the right side bottom, get one copy, your personal copy mailed to you, emailed to you. But if you want multiple copies, put it on there in comments. I want multiple copies. Call me. If you want more, just call us. Okay. And call us also. Here's our number, 813, okay, 444-4800. Okay. Oops, what did I do that for? Okay. So call our phone number there.
Okay.
Sorry. And 813-444-4800. Okay. And when you do that, you know, someone will answer the phone for you and we'll get you as many catalogs as you want. You want 20 or 100. No problem. We'll get them out to you.
Yeah, I need anything an else? Income, so.
Mm-hmm. So become an ambassador of freedom. Have fun.
Okay.
Any other questions, Jim?
Thank you, Payman.
You're welcome, my friend. Okay, we have one more caller from area code 631. You're live, my friend, with Freedom Law School. What's your first name?
My name is Chris.
Yes, Chris. Do you have a free freedom education package?
I do. It's great.
Great. And how can I help you?
My question is, I between the years of 2011 and 2015, I was an online merchant, and I received all my payments through PayPal, and PayPal submitted 1099s to the IRS during that time. During that time, I didn't file for any of those years, and I didn't have any other income. My time online ended then, and between 2016 and now, I've been a house painter, collecting cash when I did get a business, when I did have a customer. So I haven't actually filed in quite a long time, but due to the pandemic now, there hasn't been any kind of work, and I'm running out of my savings, and I was wondering if I should file for unemployment because I don't have any money, and I didn't receive the $1,200 check, so they haven't heard from me in a while, and I'm wondering what your thoughts are, what I should do.
Same thing I told Jim. Become an ambassador of freedom. You will not get an unemployment check, because you don't have a record of paying the system, being an employee of somebody. So you're not getting unemployment, as far as I know. Maybe depending on your state
right.
laws. I don't think you qualify, but I don't know about that. You can look into that, because they're asking, what'd you do? How much did you make? You got to show them nothing.
Yeah.
Right, where's your tax return? Mm-hmm. At least it shows that. Oh, you don't have it. I mean, I'm imagining 99% right. I could be wrong. That you will get nothing. So want to go have fun with freedom.
Yeah.
Do anything you can right now. You know, what state do you live in, by the way?
New York.
Where?
New York.
Ah, geez, New York, one of the worst communist states. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Well, see, this is where planning comes in, folks, for all of you. All you live in those big city, corrupt, communist, socialist states that people are dependent upon the system, on the railroad, on the metro, on the, you know, all these congested freeways. As soon as you can't get out, come to smaller states, lower population states, come to more freedom-oriented states, like Florida is number one. As soon as you can, a lot of jobs go out here are begging because there are not enough people coming out here. You're stuck out to get out of there. Okay.
Yeah.
But right now, just do what you got. Do you have any relatives out of New York that you can go live with? Can you do that?
No, not right now.
Friends?
Not really, no.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not job advisor. You know, I can suggest this. We're not generating you something in next week or two or three, you know, obviously. It might.
Yeah.
If you go in front of the supermarket and start doing some right away on a regular basis, you might get somebody right away. I don't know, but I can guarantee you, but why not?
Mm-hmm. So you're advising that I don't try to apply for the $1,200 and don't even bother trying to apply for unemployment, even as a self-employed individual?
call them about that. But you go to unemployment, they're going to say, well, how come you don't rip, how come you don't file a tax return? What are you going to tell them?
Mm-hmm. Well, that my income was my income was under a certain threshold, which it was.
Okay. You can try that. I don't know. You can do that if you want to. I mean, it's up to you. I mean, I don't know. I'm not an expert in that area, to be honest with you. I don't know a lot about that. I'm not into trying to help people get benefits or money from the socialist system. That's not my expertise. You can do that if
right.
you want to.
You were talking about the PayPal 1099s earlier, and are those really an issue going back that far?
Well, the issue because they snitch on you falsely, telling the IRS that you owe money when you don't. You know, you have taxable income, but you don't. Okay?
Right.
See here, look at my screen. Here it is. Here's from Cambridge Dictionary. What's a snitch? Right? 1099 snitch. Okay? To secretly tell someone, to tell someone in authority like the IRS that someone else has done something bad. Yeah, taxable income, you owe income tax. That's what it is, right? That's what it does.
Yeah.
The IRS could come after you and say, hey, based on these taxable income reports on these 1099 forms that we propose you owe us, whatever, $5,000 or $50,000, you know? That's
mm-hmm.
what a bad thing like that is. Okay, any other questions?
I did have one more. Because of the years that I was talking about that go back so far, should I really have to worry about them anymore? And again, it was from 2011 to 2015, and then I haven't had anything since then.
I wouldn't worry about anything. You mean be concerned about what? We haven't filed. And the IRS could come after for those years. So you, when you get back on your feet a little bit, try get one of our courses or freedom packages. For the time being, just go take advantage of all the free information at Freedom Law's website. Okay? See, so
okay,
for right now, you have time on your hand, go to livefreenow.org, our website under education material, start with the eye opening education. Start with that page right there. Go to this page and all the videos and links within it. Okay? And then you go to second one. Income tax reward, and on, and just go do our YouTube channel. Educate yourself right now. Right now is the time for you to educate yourself. Don't let this time that you're forced to stay home be a waste of time. Use it to put something here. I'm always told, I was one time put in jail when I was about 30 years old, 33 years old, finding corrupt judges in Orange County, California, and when I was in there, I said, well, I'm going to sleep all I want. Okay? And I did sleep all I wanted. It was a short time I got out. I got out, even though the judge didn't think I could get out. But I forced his hand. He had to let me out. And I also read a lot. So my friends sent me, the stuff I want to read, catch up on those books I had not read before.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did. So make use of this time right now. Educate yourself.
Okay? I will. Thank you, Perry.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. Okay, let's go to some of your other questions online. Oh, someone put on Gloria, remind us that August 8, 2019 video of Freedom Hour talks about U.S. Nationals. Thank you. Thank you, Gloria, for letting me know about that. August 8, 2019. I wonder why I couldn't find it, but I'm glad Gloria did. Okay. Let's see. Let's see what other questions we have on internet. Okay. Monero, how do you, Monero, what about Monero? Monero is a new cryptocurrency that's more private. Good, I'm all for it. I understand that by far the number one most popular currency is Bitcoin. So you tell me, I'm not that much of an expert on cryptocurrencies. Okay. I think that's all the questions we have tonight. Yeah, we have a caller. From area code 70, call from area code 780, you are live. 787, okay, 787. You're live on Freedom Lawsuits Freedom Hour. Where is your first name, my friend?
Yeah, Shamir, I'm calling from Tocon, Puerto Rico. I think, you know, I would like to make a comment of the lady from Canada and you know, and the issue with the ID. I've been, okay, on the taxes, it's so
hard
using you.
Shamir, I'm sorry. This part is not about commenting, my friend.
Okay, I'm working. I'm working.
Hello. Hello.
Yes. What's your question?
You know, I remember you when the first time that you went to New York, I was there. But I got educated through your method, right? Your method of teaching people how to be excluded from the IRS and all that. I'm dealing right now in Puerto Rico, creating my exemption of purchase on working and everything because it's practically the same language. The thing is, people need to get educated and why you have to pay the tax. The same way of traveling. I travel with no ID for 21 years. Okay? And I have a case pending in the Supreme Court because I was stopped after 9/11. So between your information about taxes, right, and the issue about you claiming who you are as indigenous, you be excluded from all that stuff. You got some very powerful information payment, and I know you because I got your package back in the days. Comprende?
What can I help you with tonight, Shamir? You've called before, my friend. What?
No, I just wanted to make the comment because the lady from Canada, she can utilize your information to create an exemption in Canada, right? The brother Jim, he can use something that to show who he is, and you don't need no birth certificate. I don't use for the past 30 something years. I don't use none of that crap. And I have work. I got a building. And I have everything. Okay, so I've been doing it.
Okay.
So
maybe
we can do an interchange and we can talk about it later in better details.
Okay, my friend. Thank you for
payment and continue to do your beautiful work.
Thank you. Thank you for your kind words. I appreciate your love. Thank you, my friend. Okay, now we have Mustafa has one last question. He says regarding he called, can he find the source in public library or does he have to purchase books? Mustafa, even about the United States being a separate corporation from the state. Well, I think the case is in Remerian, but I don't remember that for sure. Okay, you can go to a law library if you have time to look it up if you want to. That's fine. You can do that, yes. But why is that such a big deal, my friend? It just is. It's very well known. It's not an issue. No one's going to challenge you on that, that the U.S. government is a separate entity government from the 50 states of the union. It's a foreign corporation. That's not a big deal. So why don't you call Mustafa up, for the questions about this issue so I can address it to you. Why is that such a big, important thing to you? I don't quite understand that. Maybe I can help you better that way if you can explain to me why you are looking for more legal authority for that very basic, simple principle that everybody out there will agree with in the legal community. We have a caller, another call from area code 910. Let's take the question from the call from area code 910. What is your first name, my friend?
This is Gloria.
Gloria, nice to hear from you.
I asked you a question online there. If you stop filing and paying income tax, should you get your employer to stop taking the Social Security taxes out also?
Well, that's a separate process, separate letters that you can do. And that's something I got to write letters about. That's the next step. We'll do that. That does not apply to people in the United States either. But I have not done at this time a proper letter to write to your congressman and then take it to your employer yet. That's what I think I'm trying to do.
Because I have already stopped them from taking the federal and state taxes out. And I've got about 2.5, 3 more years to retire, and they've been taking Social Security taxes out. So I was thinking just letting them keep taking the Social Security taxes out. But if they're taking the Social Security taxes out, I mean, should I just let them keep taking Social Security taxes or what? What's your view on that?
Well, you have a choice. They're going to take it out of your pay whether you like it or not. I mean, if you can stop them, great. But I don't think most employers will stop taking Social Security out of your pay.
You said most of them won't?
Yeah, most of them will not stop taking Social Security out of your paycheck.
Okay, well, I won't worry about that then. Because I'm going to want that back. So I'll let them keep taking that. It's about 2.5 more years for that anyway. That's all. That was my only question I had tonight.
No problem. You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, Mustafa, well, you're welcome, Gloria. Thank you for calling. I appreciate you calling us. Mustafa says he doesn't hear me very well when you call, so we try to see if we can fix that, my friend. But you can try to call again if you can, my friend. Anyhow. All right, folks, I think that's all the questions for tonight. So, folks, I want to thank each of you for being with me tonight, giving the honor of spending your time listening to me, sharing some freedom message for you, with you. Now it's your turn. There's a saying, if it's to be, it's up to me. So if we're going to free you and free America, who is it up to? You. I've given you the tools to get started with. The other famous quote is, if not now, when? When are you going to take that horse of freedom and take charge of your rights, your freedom, your property? If not now, when? Something for you to consider. So with that, thank you. I'll be back with you next Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. Good night.